God's promises for today, number 61, is taken from Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of the sinner, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf is also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. In this verse, David writes, Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of the sinner, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. In other words, happy is the man who does not seek or ask for advice from the ungodly. We as Christians should be cautious about who we seek advice from. Why? Because the world will mislead us and take us down the wrong path. The person who walks in the counsel of the ungodly or stands in the path of the sinner or tries to make the sinner his friend or sits in the seat of the scornful. To sit in the seat of the scornful is when you try to be friends with the world and do what the world does. That person is unhappy. Counsel means advice. There is nothing wrong with seeking advice as long as you seek it from a godly person. Even then, you must be careful because that friend, pastor, or Christian counselor could mislead you no matter how good their intentions are. Remember, they are not God. They are not all-knowing. They cannot see what is down the road. If you have been studying your Bible, you will see that Jesus never decided anything on his own. Jesus never said, Hey guys, we have been together now for a while, and I think we should go into Galilee again. What should we do? Should we go or stay? He never asked their advice. Jesus always went to his heavenly Father for advice and for guidance. He was always praying to God for guidance. He would always say, We are going to this place or that place because it is the will of my Father. In other words, God told him where to go. Jesus always to seek God and not man for advice for every aspect of our life. Family or marriage problems? Seek God. Financial problems? Seek God. In business? Seek God. We should seek God in everything and not move until God has given us direction. I am not against counseling as long as it's from a God-fearing person. But even then, what advice is given you from that person, you seek God before you act on it. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of the sinner, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in due season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Now that's something to shout about. Join me tomorrow for God's promises for today.